Okay, so in continuation of the first part of this podcast from tonight, which is Tuesday, August 6th, I would like to get people to give a verbal account of what happened to you, if you could, in 5 to 7 minutes, because after 5 to 7 minutes, people kind of lose focus and they're not interested in your story. But a lot of people have written their stories down and posted them on Facebook or other kind of sites, which is great, but sometimes those things are so long to read, and if a person could just put their phone down and just sit and listen to your story, I think you would be get a better response from other people that are listening or that are interested in your story, because all of us have a story and all of those stories need to be told, and I would like to hear everybody's story. Because I feel like you guys are my limbs away from my body now, because we are all in the same boat and we all have gone through some difficult times due to something that is totally beyond our control with someone or someones who we trusted. Because when we get a medical procedure, we put our trust in those professionals because they have so many years of experience and they come referred to us. So we don't really second guess them a lot of times. If somebody say you need surgery for something, you might get a second opinion, but chances are you're going to get the surgery and you're going to pick a person who you think you feel comfortable with and that you trust. But then when things don't go well, you find that same person that you put all this trust into becomes a monster, because now they start telling things not the way that it exactly happened. So you need to always make sure that when you have procedures done or family members have procedures done, that from point A to point Z, you are taking notes, you are asking questions, you are writing things down, date and time that the event occurred. Because if you do have to go to any kind of trial, and you might need those notes to kind of refresh your memory, because a trial can quite often be 3 to 5 years after the medical negligence has occurred. So I'm just trying to get conversation. I'm just trying to get people to talk about their story. And like I said, if you could talk and give like a 5 to 7 minute account of what happened to you, so we can build them up and have a lot of verbal stories that we can listen to. It's too bad that the news media is not really interested that much in medical negligence. And I don't know why, because I bet you every day a major hospital in the city and state that you live in have some kind of medical negligence that happens. And I think if people were held accountable, if they could see it in the newspaper, if they could see it on their local news, if it could make CNN, I think that more people would come forward and tell the truth. And now you have these high-paid medical experts getting on these witness stands, making between $9,000 and $12,000 to do a court appearance. And they're getting up there and they're lying for the defense so that the doctor gets off. And that's not fair either. But don't get me started on that, because I'm trying to end my night on a positive note. All right. Thanks again. And I look forward to hearing each and every one of your stories. Thank you.